This is VOA News. PR remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The military leaders who seized power and dissolved Guinea's National Assembly said Monday they would set up a transitional government. The details of the promised transition were not immediately clear. They followed widespread condemnation of the coup from the international community. In a speech, Army Colonel Mamadi Doumbouya promised a government of national union. The speech came a day after his men declared on national television that they had arrested the president and dissolved the country's constitution. Doumbouya also stated that there would be no witch hunt, in his words, of the government officials he dismissed during the takeover. The officials have been replaced with regional military commanders. A video emerged hours into the apparent takeover that showed Guinean President Alpha Condé in a room surrounded by Special Forces soldiers, members of the military who refer to themselves as the National Rally and Development Committee, later issued a statement saying the 83-year-old Condé was not harmed and was in contact with his doctors. In October last year, Condé won a third term in office after amending the Constitution to allow him to run again. The controversial election sparked violent protests throughout the country. Algeria has arrested 27 suspected members of a separatist group that the government has declared a terrorist organization after an attack in two northern towns, according to police on Monday. They said the 27 were suspected of belonging to MAK. It's a group that seeks independence for the Berber-speaking Kabylie region. Morocco's support for MAK was one of the reasons cited by Algeria in cutting diplomatic ties with the kingdom late last month. From Washington, this is VOA News.